some of the life in the Great Lakes has been hit hard by industry and trade. Pollution and invasive species have hurt some of the native plants and animals important to the food chain. While popular game fish might be the first to come to mind, it's a little organism at the bottom of the food chain that has biologists and fishing experts most concerned. Jack Donlin is taking me behind the fish counter at Donlin's Fish House. In the back room, he's scaling and filleting some whitefish.
Of the fishes caught in the Great Lakes, whitefish is one of the big volume fishes. Lake perch walleyes bring more money per pound, but I would think from a tonnage-wise, whitefish, it's an extremely popular fish.
This is a popular place to get Great Lakes fish, but Donlin's suppliers, the commercial fishers, are worried about the catch. At some places in the Great Lakes, whitefish aren't doing too well. Tom Nalepa is trying to figure out why whitefish are struggling. He's on board the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency research ship, the Lake Guardian. Nalepa is a biologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Great Lakes Environmental Research Lab. He's been studying Lakes Michigan and Huron, and on this day he's getting ready to study the bottom of Lake Erie. He's not studying whitefish. He's actually looking for a tiny shrimp-like crustacean, only an eighth to a quarter inch long, called diaporaya. 80% of the whitefish diet is made up of diaporaya.
And what we're seeing is a dramatic drop in populations. And not only drops, but there's large areas now in all the lakes, except Lake Superior, that no longer have diaporaya. This is a real concern because diaporaya is a very important fish food.
Researchers used to find 8 to 10,000 or more diaporaya in a square meter of sediment just a few years ago. Now, there are only a dozen or so, or none at all. Diaporaya is one of the mainstays of the bottom of the food chain, and Nalepa says whitefish aren't the only ones that eat the tiny critters in the sediment at the bottom of the lakes.
Just about every type of species found in the Great Lakes will feed on diaporaya at some stage in its life cycle. Diaporaya is high in calories and has a high energy content. It's a very good food, nutritious food source for fish.
Without it, fish are not getting enough to eat. Mark Gaydon is with the Great Lakes Fishery Commission. He says when diaporaya disappear, commercial fishers can't help but notice.
Right now we're seeing skinnier whitefish, whitefish that are somewhat emaciated in some areas because they just don't have as much of these low-end of the food web organisms to eat. And we think it's related to an invasive species that came in.
That invasive species is the zebra mussel, and more recently another invader that was likely carried to the lakes in the ballast of ocean-going cargo ships, the quagga mussel. Back on the Lake Guardian, Tom Nalepa says he's seen that connection again and again.
There's no question that it's related to zebra mussels and quagga mussels. In every area that we've studied, regardless of the lake area, declines start happening a couple years after the quagga mussel or zebra mussel were first found. But that connection remains elusive.
Biologists first thought the invasive mussels might have been filtering out all of the food that the diaporaya eat. But when they find diaporaya, they don't appear to be starving. They appear healthy. Now, scientists are wondering if there's some kind of disease or toxin spread by the mussels that's wiping out the diaporaya. Even if researchers learn why the diaporaya are disappearing, there might be nothing that can be done to help. Some scientists worry that the decline of diaporaya and other organisms at the base of the food chain might ultimately lead to a massive collapse of fish stocks in the Great Lakes. For the GLRC, this is Lester Graham.